the hearing proceedings have been adjourned, and we expect Greg Horning to be filing papers for a normal service retirement. That would be the New York State Police Retirement System, I believe.
And let me just ask you, is it every time? Is there, I mean, can you say any more about what the problem has been or what the issue
well,
has been?
Well, no, I can't. There are, you know, they still are personnel issues, and my decision not to say anything is based on civil service law. There is certainly protection for the city within those laws, but also the employees. And so we have made and will continue to make every attempt possible to comply with civil service law.
Now, as far as you know, he can retire. I mean, there's no, or do you know that? I mean, in other words,
It's my understanding that he can. But again, we will be awaiting notification from the retirement system that actually has occurred.
Do you expect then that these hearings will stop? I mean, that sort of ends
the
issue?
At the moment, they've been adjourned, which means that they could be ongoing if something unusual happened, but I don't expect that. I expect that Greg will do a normal service retirement, and so then we would, as the city of Johnstown, we would be done with that particular issue.
Now, he's not the chief now, but what's his status? At some points, he's been suspended without pay. Sometimes he's been suspended with pay. What's the current situation?
Well, he's not the chief now. We have an acting department head, Lieutenant Gifford, who has undertaken that role since the chief has not been here since, I think, September.
Okay. But what is his current status? Is he suspended now with pay, or is he being paid?
No, he is. We're just waiting for the adjournment, or we're waiting for the notification, and he is still on admin leave.
Okay,
but not being paid.
Not being paid. But presumably he would be paid his retirement if that goes through.
Oh, absolutely. He's entitled to full retirement, normal service retirement.
Mm-hmm. Now, so he's not going to retire like next week. I think the Leader Herald, which broke this story, I believe, said that the retirement won't take effect at least 30 days, right?
Yeah, I think that's the normal time frame for normal service retirement. My husband retired in the fall, and I think it was a 30-day period.
So the question comes as to what you will do about the department, you being the chief administrator of the city.
Right.
You will name, it's expected, I suppose, that you will name an interim chief or something of that nature?
Well, I think this is what's going to happen. We have our legal counsel checking into this based on our charter and local law and those kinds of things. So I think what's going to happen is that we will make a provisional appointment until the test. Civil service, this is a tested position. There's a civil service test being given for police chief in March. And so that provisional appointment will be made by me and confirmed by the council to be covered from now until a permanent appointment is made. And that should occur sometime, the permanent should occur sometime after March,
mm-hmm.
when the test results come back to the city through the civil service process.
Right. And just maybe one more question on this. Lieutenant Mark Gifford has been serving as interim chief or whatever, or head department, I think is what you said.
Yep.
Would he be the likely candidate, or will you expect to name a provisional chief from the ranks of the police department?
No, I believe that Lieutenant Gifford will be the natural choice. He has undertaken the department extremely well in the interim, and I expect that he would be the provisional appointment.
Okay.
The only other piece of this that I think is important to note, and I think it's important for the community to know, well, two things. One, that they are they have very good police enforcement as we speak, and they have for several months. And I'm very confident that the police department is functioning at a very high level. And the other piece is that Greg Horning did not receive any buyout money when the hearing was adjourned.
Ah, interesting. Now, before he says it, I presume Mayor King and Gloversville will suggest we combine the chief's job. Do you think he might do that?
Right, right. Well, we haven't really, this has all happened very quickly, and we haven't put in much thought into all of that. Again, any of those kind of joined endeavors have to take, really have to make sense for both, all the parties involved, and they really need to display a complete gain in efficiency. In other words, can you provide the same level of service for as much or less money? So certainly those things are evaluated all of the time. I think people should know that we coordinate many police activities with surrounding municipalities and the state police, the sheriffs, the district of attorney, the Gloversville police. Mayfield has some, I think, some police. So we coordinate a lot of activities with them all the time. I would say there's conversations back and forth probably almost daily, and there's sometimes police activity, joint police activity very, very often.
Another story I saw, unless you have more to say about that, but completely different, the North Perry Street Bridge Replacement Project. They had a hearing on that the other night. It's supposed to start next year.
Well, hopefully. We have 13 bridges in Johnstown, and two, I think, have been repaired now, and we have some to go, but the most crucial one that needs to be repaired right now is the North Perry Street Bridge, and it's a very old bridge. It's been patched and repaired, but New York State Department of Transportation has done an inspection, as it does annually on our bridges, I believe, all bridges. And they're saying that it needs to be replaced. So we've set in motion the ability to get some money from the federal and state government. And the timeline for that at this point is for the design work to be done and the bids to go out this fall and construction to proceed June 15th of 2012.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you have a Memorial Day parade this weekend?
We do. We have a Memorial Day parade. Downtown Johnstown starts at 6:30 tonight, or Friday night. We'd love people to come. Many of the eateries and stores are open, so if people want to browse, the parks are beautiful, the flowers are hung, and we're ready to celebrate the Memorial Day holiday in a very fitting way.
Okay. So that's 6:30 p.m. on Friday night, the Memorial Day parade.
Yes.
Anything else you wanted to bring up today, Mayor?
Well, we're just love to have visitors, and we love to have people pass through the city. There we have here in City Hall a brochure that can show people a sort of a walking little tour in our downtown area that it cites all the historic markers and all the historic pieces. And, of course, this is an area that was kind of populated or big. Founded in 250 years ago, so we have a lot of history. We have a lot of great buildings, and I think it's fun just to pick up one of those brochures and walk in a small area and learn a lot about a city.
Okay. In fact, this goes, you've got the Memorial Day parade tomorrow, but I did receive a notice from the folks up at Johnson Hall, or I think they're called the Friends of Johnson Hall, the 18th Century Market Fair, Saturday and Sunday, June 11th and 12th.
That's a really nice event. I mean, it's a really nice family event. The New York State Parks. It's part of the New York State Park system, and it's the grounds are beautiful. The building is beautiful. Has a lot of artifacts. It's fully furnished, and I believe that'll be open. And the grounds are nice for picnics. There's usually a few food vendors and a lot of kind of revolutionary type. Vendors with weaving and blacksmiths and candle makers and those kinds, usually some colonial music, and it's just a nice way to spend a few hours with your family and browse around, maybe have something to eat, and enjoy a beautiful New York State park.
Mayor Sarah Slingerland, thanks very much for joining us from the city of Johnstown, and you have a good day.
Thanks very much.